It is great to see everybody here this evening. I can still hear the voice of Sister Gabriella, my fifth grade teacher. Stephen, stop wasting my time. She was a holier nun because she used the word Jesus a lot in that sentence. And ask yourself today, how many of you asked, somebody asked you, do you know what time it is? How many of you have ever been on a plane or at the airport and there's no greater feeling? You look up on the screen and you see your flight number and to the right, on time. No greater feeling. And yesterday, Notre Dame could have used overtime yesterday. We think about time a lot. And my friends, it is an important part of our lives because it speaks about relationship. It's the essence of who we are, relationship. And unless we spend time, teens, unless you spend time with your friends, your friendship will only be superficial. Unless we spend time with our family, quality time, our families will be separate. My dear friends, the question tonight, I think posed in our scriptures, and each one of us must ask ourselves, how much quality time do you spend with God? Seriously, not just coming to Mass, but in communion, in union with God. Because the truth is, unless we get to know Jesus, spend time with Him, like a friend who we kind of casually know, or when families are going in a million different directions and there's no time together. My friends, I think our Lord is calling us. Like that woman in the gospel. What an inspiration. She was so detached from everything. She gave of her very being and her essence. My friends, I stand before you. I love being a priest. But I tell you the truth. The essence of what keeps me going every day is to be able to spend that communion and union with God. Without it, it simply wouldn't exist. A very dear friend of mine I went to high school with, we went to seminary together, he became a priest in another diocese, vacationed together, probably my closest priest friend. He called me up several years ago and he said, Steve, I'm leaving. I thought he was going on vacation. He said, I'm leaving the priesthood. And to be honest with you, I was shocked. Good priest, hardworking, faithful guy. He didn't want to talk about it for a couple of years. And so finally we got together. And I asked him, I said, John, why'd you leave? I'll never forget. He said, Steve, I stopped spending time with God. And nothing else made sense. And my life and my spiritual life dried up. And the very first challenge that came my way, I took the easy way out. Years later, I think he regrets leaving. But he never spent the quality time with God by his own admission. Teens, you're in preparing for confirmation. And everybody in this church, we are here thirsting to know Jesus. And the challenge is to really make that time for our Lord. And like our first reading, and then he will give you an amazing abundance of life. The Sosa family, my good friends, are going to come up and share just their own personal journey and how they find time to spend with family and with God. So let's welcome the Sosa family.
Wow, we've got a full house here. Good evening, everybody. What a great evening the Lord has presented us today. I want to introduce my family. My name is Ray, my wife Letitia, my daughter Celeste, and my son Tyler. We have been parishioners at Our Lady of the Assumption for about 4 years now. We came to Our Lady of the Assumption when my kids started coming here to the school, and definitely has been a blessing in our lives. A couple of weeks ago, I received a phone call from Father Steve, a very surprising phone call. He asked if we would talk about time for stewardship. And immediately, my heart sank, and I could feel a sense of nauseousness in the pit of my stomach. Me speaking in front of everybody at one of Father Steve's masses. This is definitely not the norm for me. I told Father Steve I would talk to my wife Letitia about it and get back with him in a few days. I waited about an hour before I told her, giving the request a little time to sink in. I knew after being married for 16 years to Letitia that immediately she would say yes, and of course she did, and here we are today. Our story of time is not rocket science. It's about making a commitment to God, speaking from the heart to Him, letting Him in and giving yourself to Him, letting Him know that you have complete faith in His will. I was raised Catholic, and as a child and a teenager, my parents forced me to go to Mass on Sundays. But later in my adult life, I realized the importance of Christ in my life. And the church as well. In fact, that's where I met my wife, Letitia, at Sacred Heart Church 16 years ago. Or longer than that, actually. My children started attending OLA school and seemed to be more open with their faith than I was growing up. My children have a growing love for God in their lives with His prayer and His teachings, which is what they learn at school. My biggest educators of God's Word are my children. They have opened my heart for a deeper relationship with God, and my relationship has only gotten stronger.
Hi, I'm Letitia, and first a little clarity here. I wasn't anxious to get up here and talk in front of anybody. This is definitely outside of my comfort zone, and not something I look forward to doing. But when Father Steve calls and requests a favor, you certainly don't think about it, and you absolutely don't say no. I equate that to almost saying no to God, and I don't know about how many of you in this room would do that, but I certainly can't and didn't. So, all fears aside, I prayed for the courage to stand up here and be able to share our story with you. We were asked to speak from the heart about the stewardship of time, that absolutely precious commodity that we have so little of. I'd like to share with you how we manage our time to bring glory and honor to God through the lives we lead. A few years ago, our family began a difficult journey filled with trials and tribulations that would challenge the foundation of any family and any marriage. We were tested in every area of our lives, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. But through Father Steve's love, his caring, and prayers, our faith was promptly restored and our commitment to God and the church was ignited. At an OLA back-to-school night around that same time, Father Steve introduced the concept of setting up a holy space in the home, a special place that symbolizes the Lord and His importance in our lives. Ray and I quickly set ours up, and it is in the entrance of our home, so it's the first thing visitors to our home see, and it's the last thing they see as they exit our home. This special place, which we refer to as our personal altar, is where each of us is welcome to spend time with God. The altar includes our Bible, a figurine of the Lord, and candles constantly burning. I've also added a pad of sticky notes and a pen used to write our intentions, whether the intentions are for ourselves or for others in our lives. It's an amazing feeling to see my kids go here, write an intention, and watch them walk away, trusting that their prayers are being heard. This is just one of the things we do to give time to the Lord. We are also committed to our weekly hour at Mass to worship and build in our relationship with Him. There are simple things each of us can do every single day. A smile or a kind word to a complete stranger, holding a door open for someone, buying an extra can of food to put in the food basket here at Our Lady of the Assumption, and being patient and having love for those we aren't always patient and loving with. Look around, think about ways to make time for the Lord and to honor Him and all His graciousness. Simple but intentional gestures are all it takes to fulfill the stewardship of time.
Hi, my name's Celeste. I'm a freshman at St. Bonaventure. As a teenager, it feels like sometimes we don't have any time to ourselves. I know for myself, I have cheer, I have friends, I have school, and it feels like I never have time to clear my head. Along with the altar we have set up in our home, I also have ways of venting to God. Just a few of these things are singing and dancing and laughing and spending time with my friends, which just happened to be some of my favorite things to do. I've been helped to find these things with the guidance of my scripture teacher, Mr. Bozak at St. Bonaventure, my parents, my friends, Veronica Marchese, and Father Steve. I never thought learning about God and the way that He works through us could be so much fun. So I challenge all the teenagers at this Mass, and even the parents, to find something that you love to do. Maybe you've already found it, and maybe you need some assistance or help to find it. But challenge yourself to find God in an activity and serve God through it, so that it doesn't feel like something that you have to do. It feels like something that you want to do. On behalf of my family and I, thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.